All right, so then let's get into the meditation then. So let yourself get comfortable. Like set yourself to where you can be comfortable for a period of time without having to move and having to continuously adjust and so on. And close your eyes. And just let yourself relax. You want to access your inner self. You want to access parts of your life, of your memory, of your history. In order to do that, you need to imagine yourself being in your private space. Just imagine that a curtain pulls across, pulls in front of you. A curtain that creates a sense of privacy. You're inside, nestled inside, protected, safe. Just let this curtain just surround you, calm and tranquil. And you also breathe in, and then when you breathe out, you just drop everything. Oh, it just feels so good just to let go of all the stress. When you breathe out, you don't control the breath. You don't go, you just go, just let it go. Just let your shoulders drop. Just let yourself drop. Drop into relaxation. So take in an in-breath, the natural in-breath, not a big one, just a natural breath. And when you let it go, just drop it, drop. And do about three of these in a row. And each exhale will take you deeper into relaxation. Deeper into relaxation. Deeper into your personal space. Going within. Finding your center, whatever that means to you. Maybe it means aligning with your spinal column and the chakras, the energies moving up and down there. Grounding below and above. Maybe it's your heart space, where you identify as you. Let yourself just be there. In that center. Or maybe it's your third eye. Maybe it's behind your eyes. There's a sense of you. Wherever it is, let yourself go there. Be there in relaxation. And then imagine you're standing in a big open space, maybe by the seashore, maybe on a grassy plain, letting yourself just be fully present, letting yourself just stand in your resonance. And in one direction, you see a line going back, 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 far back, back, all the way to birth. It's like a path, a very straight path. And along the sides of this path, you see kind of shadowy figures. These are all your previous selves, years by years by years, previous selves. All the way down, they get smaller and smaller going through childhood until you reach your infant, your newborn, or maybe the one in the womb. There's your past. It's been so big in your life, these memories, this past of yours, all those experiences you've had, all those selves you have been, all those identities you have played with being. It feels rich. It feels like a big foundation, and you can sense from it lots of happiness and joy, but even so, lots of suffering, limitation, and restriction. It's your story, your narrative. There it is, just lined up. And then you turn to look in the other direction, and there's another path, a very straight path. And down the line, there's, you don't necessarily see a whole bunch of future selves, but you do see standing perhaps 30, 40, 50 feet away, you see an extraordinarily luminous being standing on the path. Not next to it like in the past, but on the path. This incredible, radiant, lovely being. Almost too bright to see. But when you kind of squint and you look a little bit more closely, you see it's you. It's future you. Yeah, it looks like you. Yeah, yeah. Now, the future may be a year in the future, maybe 5 years, it may be more. But it's luminous. It's just so beautiful. And it's so uplifting that your heart takes a little bit of a leap. Oh, how wonderful. And here you stand in a point between your past on one side and your future on the other. You here in the now, in the present, with all the memories moving to the past, and all the dreams and hopes and visions and ideas moving towards the future. Now, here in the now, just be here now. Just feel your presence right now. Feel you as the adult that you are. You, the adult. You're a mature person. You've got years under your belt. You have successful strategies for living your life. You're an empowered person. You have capacity of making choices, good choices for yourself. And you're on your spiritual path. And you feel the support of the divine. You allow yourself, in fact, to feel it more right now. Allow yourself to feel the presence of your team. Maybe you don't see them in detail. Maybe you just sense a bunch of figures of light coming to be with you. Maybe you find yourself floating in a starry sky. All those points of light being beings who love you, who witness you, who are here to support you. And we are with you as well. We who are some of those sparks of light, some of those figures, we move together and form a giant light, a ball of light within which are all these individuals who love you. And we, as that ball of light, we send a beam of light to you, which as it reaches you, surrounds you. Surround you and hold you in love and safety. So let yourself to receive that. Let yourself then feel ready. Ready to heal your past. And with that readiness, you take a look down the path of the past. And you remember. You remember something from your childhood. There's a self that is calling you, that needs you. A self that perhaps is hurting or stressed, that needs you. you the adult. So you begin walking down this path, past years and years of selves. Some of them you see are suffering. Some of them you know you should visit later. Let yourself go through the path, down the path. Younger and younger and younger you go. You pass through your 30s, you pass through your 20s, you pass through your teens, and you enter your childhood. There's only a dozen, perhaps, left on the path. And you go to the one that called you. One of these called you. One of these needs you. You go to that one. It's standing there next to the path. The you that you were at that age. And you reach out to that one. You reach to hold that one. And as you do that, the scene shifts. And you are with that self now, in the place that this child self used to go to be by themselves, to think, to feel, to be, to get away from all the stimulus, all the other stuff, all the drama. They'd go here, and here you are with them. Whether it's their bedroom or behind the fence or in a park, hidden away under a bush. Wherever they are, sit down with them, you and they. You may sit cross-legged on the ground or they may be a nice little bench. Just sit with them there and put your arm around them and say, look, I am your future. I love you. I am here for you. Now the child self may be on the verge of tears. They're so stressed out. They may burst out crying. And if so, then you pull them to you and you feel this child up against you. You feel your arms around this child, holding, loving, nurturing the child. Maybe the child is upset, like, why did it take you so long to get here? You apologize. I'm sorry. I got distracted by other stuff. But I'm here now. I'm here with you now. Let me help. So put your arms around this self. Hold the self to you. Let this self cry on your shoulder or just sob silently or just let go in your arms. Let them let go. Let them just relax into your arms. Holding them, loving them. You know what their stress is. You get images of it. You get a sense of it, whether it's at school, with a teacher, whether it's at home with a parent. Whether it's maybe even a missing parent or a deceased parent or some other family member who is preying on you, who is mistreating you. So remain in your adult now. This self, yes, it's you, but you want to remain in your adult. Don't go into the emotions yourself. Let the child feel them. Let the child go through them. You hold the child while the child goes through it, and sending love and supportive energy to the child. And after a bit, the sobs cease. You can feel that the pain and tension have left and the child is relaxed, limp in your arms. This child self who has caused you, the adult, over the years, so much hassle because it was never fulfilled. You forgive it. You forgive your child self because you love your child self and you didn't know. You didn't know to come and fix their life for them. You didn't know to do that particularly. Or maybe if you did, it was superficial or whatever. So you forgive them for having made poor decisions, poor responses to stress that inhibited you later. And you ask them, look, I'm really sorry I didn't come earlier. Can you forgive me? I'm here for you now. And what's so marvelous is that generally they're so willing to do it. So let them forgive you, even if they may not know as well as you what forgiveness is really all about. But let them do that. And so now, take the child by the hand, child, and you stand, and you take the child and you go back to home. You go to where you live. You go to where you're, and specifically, you go to where your parents are, one of your parents. Go to where your parents are. Maybe your mother's in the kitchen. Maybe, you know, she's reading a book in the dining room. You know, we don't know. But just go and visit one of your parents. And you can feel your child self tense up a little bit as they come into connection with, into the room with the parent and so on. And so you know what that's all about. You know why. And so you basically say hello to the parent who looks at you with total surprise. I am your child's future self. And I've come back to heal this past. And so I'm asking you, parent, I'm asking you to change, to love. I'm asking you to love this child the way the child wants to be loved. Sometimes the parents can put up a fight, but it's generally not that significant. Because generally the parents say, well, I did what I had to. I had to do this. I had to do it this way. This is the way it has to be done. So you get the parent and the child together and you say, look, you love your child? And generally the parent will say, yes. Yeah, I love my child. All right. So love your child now. And child, you go to your child. Can you forgive your parent for what you feel your parent has done to you? And this child will say, well, yeah. If they're going to listen to me, if they can change a little bit. And so you ask the parent, look, can you forgive the child? Can you be forgiven? Can you love the child and heal and be with the child? And the parent says, okay, all right. Now, it may not be this easy every time. But the child and the parent now, forgiving each other, come together. And as this happens, you wave a magic wand with sparkles and stars over the parent who changes into the most loving, ideal, fabulous parent. And so the child and the parent hold each other, and the child feels safe. The child feels secure. The child feels love. And now if there was a second parent, let that second parent come in. Come into the room. And they see what's going on, and they see you. Who are you? And you say, I am the future of your child. And I would like for you to love this child and support this child in the way the child needs to. And the second parent may say something like, I would love to, but I'm away all the time working. Or something to that effect. Sorry, I can't do it all the time. There's too much to do. You say, well, I'll fix that. And you wave a magic wand, and this parent becomes the most loving, wonderful parent. Comes over and to hold the child, and the child is happy, feeling safe, secure, and loved. Forgiving suggests they forgive each other, and they do. The child and the two parents, or two family members, all just loving and happy. So nice. And so now, with this wonderful happiness, then you say, okay, I have a birthday present for you. And you take the child's hand and say, we'll be right back, and lead the child out the door and in the yard or out in the street or wherever it is, there's wonderful friends who will never betray the child. There's other family members who have been shifted and changed to be loving. Everybody's loving and supportive, and also, there is a beautiful angel there. And so you ask the child, listen, what do you want? And the child says, oh, I want this big thing. I want this toy. I want this trip. I want to live in this big house. I want to whatever. And let the child tell you what they really want and what things they want, what life they want. And so you provide it all. Perhaps it requires money, so you bring out a little money machine, and there's a little lever, a little button or something, and they can just push, 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 and money comes out, and buy whatever. It's so much fun. Or they can just accumulate money. They can just do it over and over and over again, and pile the bills up, and just have fun with them. They can go out and play. They can run and play. And now if there's anything wrong with their body, they can go to this absolutely amazing surgeon who's going to use light and do tweaks this way and tweak that way so their body is strong and wonderful, vibrant and healthy. Oh, they're going to have so much fun. So give them everything they want. If they want a big house, give them a big house. If they want their parents home all the time and having fun and doing jigsaw puzzles with them, do that. Give them, just splurge now. Just give them everything in your imagination that they could possibly want. All the best friends, all the most fun, all the most creative art supplies, anything that would really make it for them. And with everything that you give the child starts dancing up and down as children are wont to do when they get excited. Jumping up and down just with so much excitement. And then the parents come out, or family members come out of the house, and everything changes, the whole environment changes, everything becomes perfect. The child is wildly excited, and the guardian angel is there, holding this resonance of light and love and safety and protection. And you say to the child, look, this is your birthday present, but it's going to stay with you, and I'm going to leave right now, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to visit you. So just have a really, really great time. So the child is all happy and giggly and everything, and you just wave goodbye, and you just kind of walk back, and you find yourself back on the path. And now as you're on the path, you make a turn, and you move towards adolescence. And just as you go into adolescence, you turn around, and you notice that all the selves that are lined up for the child self, that there's one that's very, very bright, very luminous, very beautifully light. Ah, there's healing going on there. And it's going to spread around, too. You'll see in just a moment. So you go into the adolescent, and which adolescent did you choose? Go there. And find that adolescent who needs to belong, who needs to be accepted as him or herself, that adolescent who needs that level of okayness, who needs the opportunities to learn and grow and have fun, the enthusiasm over all the new things, and the world opening up. Oh, how beautiful. But that adolescent is tense and tight. So you go to the place where the adolescent also likes to be by themselves. And the adolescent may be in a kind of a dark mood, maybe a bit sulky, pouty, depressed. Life has some difficulty. And so you sit down next to that self. You don't just reach out with your arms like you do for the child self. This is the adolescent. But you basically put your hand on their knee or something, and you say, hi, I am your future self. And the adolescent looks at you and is like concerned or puzzled, because you look like a regular person. And they were thinking maybe their future was going to be some grand, awesome person. But of course they weren't thinking of the amount of light you have, which is pretty grand and awesome. But you say, I'm here. I'm sorry I didn't come back sooner, but I'm here now. And I love you, and I want you to be happy. I want you to feel that you belong. I want you to feel safe with people. I want you to feel safe from ridicule and judgment and condemnation and shame. I want you to feel free. I want you to feel so, I want you to feel happy. I want you to feel optimistic. I want you to feel approval. That you're okay. And the adolescent will start telling you why they're not okay. What's wrong with them? They'll tell you. And maybe they don't look good. Maybe they're not smart enough. Maybe somehow or another they got on the wrong side of some dominant person who is now exiling them from their peer group. Whatever it is, they're upset. And so you say, well, I know you don't believe in a magic wand, but I could do a magic wand. This could all change. Would you let me try? And they laugh. Oh, right, right. Okay, sure. So you bring out your magic wand, a few sparkles and some stars, and you feel this shift, and it's just like this lifting happens, and the energy of the whole space that you're in becomes lighter and brighter. And you say, look, I have a birthday present for you. And so you take them by the hand, and you take them through a door. It may be a closet door, it could be a front door, it could be any door. But you take them through the door, and when you close that door behind you, you're in another world. You're in the perfect adolescent world, the perfect fantasy world for your adolescent self. There's the adolescent going to school. Everybody is admiring them. They're smart. They're showing off. They're athletic or whatever they need to be, or beautiful or well-built, whatever it is. They've gone to that surgeon with the light who's tweaked them to make them absolutely look great and healthy and strong. Woo! And everybody is friendly. Everybody is loving. Everybody is caring. And your adolescent self is popular. Now, your adolescent self might have prided themselves on being the rebel or being the outsider, but that's generally what you have to do as an identity if you're rejected too much from the in-group. So give your adolescent self a chance at being in the in-group now, that an influencer, a leader of sorts. Let others look to your adolescent self for what is of importance and value, for fashion, whatever it is. Let it go to your adolescent's head. Now, the ego is very, very sensitive. And so the ego shows up as a little bit of a gremlin. It's a kind of a collective energy. And it holds conditions and criterion of the group. It's judgmental. And it's better than, and it's highly offended and easily made sensitive. And so it shows up as this little gremlin. And you see the little gremlin show up, ready to spoil the beautiful fun and all the fun and pleasure that your adolescent self is having. In fact, your adolescent self is having sex, is going places, doing things, and having a blast. But this little gremlin is chasing around after your adolescent self. So you step in and you say, no. And you shrink it down to a tiny little piece. You say, no, you're not allowed here. You're ignorant, immature, you're naive. You're weak. All the things that my adolescent self is no longer. So you're going to shrink you down, shrink, all the way down to 1 inch high. There you go. All right, now you're out of the way. Hey, guardian angel, where are you? Oh, here. Yeah, take this little ego and do some healing for it. Love it, heal it, so it won't be so malicious anymore. Meanwhile, your adolescent self has found a lover and is having a blast and might be even smoking some pot, might be doing all sorts of things, driving fast cars, just having just a total blast. So you just watch in amazement as they're just like da-da-da-da-da doing all sorts of stuff. Now, it's not for them to be mature. That's your job. You just want them to have fun. They're protected no matter what they do. It's not going to damage them. Don't worry. If they take drugs and they overdose, they won't suffer. This is an energetic in which they can just blah. They can just be. Just give them complete and total freedom to do whatever they want. And their eyes are almost glazing over. They're having so much fun. And so you wave to them and say, I'm going to leave right now. Keep enjoying. Stay here. Keep enjoying. Stay here. Don't come to my reality. Don't come to my adult life. Stay here and have a good time. And I'll come back and visit. You step backwards. And boom, pretty soon you're back on the path. And then you move forward to the 20s, from 18 to 28, somewhere in there. You move into that realm. And then you turn and you look back, and there's this big luminous light in the adolescence, amongst the adolescents. It's going to spread around. It's going to expand. Because you can look back further and you can see the child light is starting to lighten up the whole childhood. Wow, how neat is that? Now you're in the young adult. So you've chosen a young adult self who might be going through some special stress and issue. And so you go there. You go there, you walk over to them, and as you do, whoop, you step through, and now you're in their place, wherever they are living, wherever they are doing their life. And they look at you kind of funny because they're not as used to magic anymore as the child and even the adolescent. They're much more logical now. They know things now. They're smart now. They know what's what. But you say, you know, I'm your future self, and I've decided to come back, and I want to give you everything you want. Huh? What? You want to give me everything? Yeah. Look, here's a money machine. Okay? And just hit this little button and look at how much money comes out. And they go, oh my gosh, look at that. And they just keep pushing it and pushing it. Out comes all these bills. Oh my gosh, this is fun. You say, okay, I'll do whatever you want to do with it. Oh, wow. Okay. And so they start to get all excited and start fantasizing and imagining what they're going to do with all this money. And they start playing around and stuff, whatever, and so on. And then they realize, well, wait a minute. Aren't I supposed to be achieving something? Aren't I supposed to be doing something big and important now? Isn't that what I'm about? And you laugh and you say, no, it's a slave driver talking to you. That's just your motivation. No, you can just have ideas and you can create big businesses if you want. You can do anything you want. You can go, you have the money, you can go live in the Riviera. You can go and live in a castle. You can do whatever you want now. And you don't have to work. You don't have to make money. Don't have to work. They kind of look at you like, wow, this is the way it was supposed to be. All my desires and everything should be totally fulfilled. I'm really, oh, wow, this is really great. So you make sure that they have the money machine and say, okay, so go for it. And also, you don't have to be responsible. Just do whatever you want to do. But stay in your world. Don't come to mine, okay? You just stay right here and have a blast. I want you to just have as much fun as you can have here at your age. Okay. And so they start to play, but they keep looking kind of back guiltily. Well, is it okay? Am I really okay? Can I really do this? Okay. So you call in the slave driver. And the slave driver's just being installed. The slave driver is just creating the guilt and the fear in order to motivate your young adult self to sustain their focus and to get some achievement done and to deal with responsibilities and do all the things they're supposed to be doing. And you see that slave driver and you say, okay, slave driver, I've had enough with you. I'm going to fire you now. I want you to allow my young adult self to be fully motivated by their passion, by their enthusiasm, by what they really want. No more fear, no more guilt. Got it? And the slave driver, well, my whole function is to make sure to push them and drive them. How else am I going to do that? And so you say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to feel the guilt, and we're going to feel the fear until we realize they're not real. Okay, and so while we have suggested that you do not feel what your younger selves are feeling, we suggest that it can be very helpful for you as you, the adult you, to get rid of the slave driver. It's always very helpful to get rid of fake motivation. So let yourself feel guilty. Feel that guilt that you haven't done enough, that you aren't enough, that you aren't achieving enough, that you aren't giving enough, that you aren't a good enough person, that you aren't something, you aren't enough. Just feel that not enoughness and feel the guilt over that right now. You, the adult, feel it. Just stay with it. Don't analyze it. Don't shift out of it. Don't run from it. Just feel guilt. Guilt, 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 guilt. And let yourself feel how the guilt, because it's fake, okay, the guilt begins to dissolve. Let the guilt dissolve. Let it go away. It's just going to dissolve by itself. Okay. And now the threat, the fear, that if you don't achieve, if you don't do all this stuff and you don't prove that you're enough, bad things are going to happen. You're going to lose love. You're never going to be successful. You're going to be blah, 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 blah. All the dark, dark futures. So feel that fear right now. Feel that fear that you're not enough. And then if you play, if you enjoy yourself, something bad's going to happen. If you don't keep applying yourself, if you don't keep working hard, something bad's going to happen. Just feel it. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Don't think of anything else. Don't analyze it, nothing. Just feel that feeling. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Let it dissolve. Let it dissolve. Now the fear and the guilt have both dissolved. And you're in the nothing. You're just, let yourself be free of both. Don't think. Try to stay just blank. Just be, feel the emptiness, feel the emptiness. Realize that you're in the unknown and you are free. So choose the joy. Choose the love now. Love. Love yourself. Choose the joy. You love your young adult. They're so imaginative, they're so creative, they're so filled with ideas and enthusiasms and possibilities and potentials. But now they're not going to be driven. As you watch, you wave goodbye to the young adult and you step back onto the path and you move forward into your 30s and you turn and look back and you see how your childhood is starting to lighten up all over. The adolescent period is starting to glow lightly. And now your young adult period is starting to become luminous too. And you take that luminosity, you take all of that luminosity, and you bring it to the path. There's just like this whole light you bring to the path. And you pull it towards you, and then you carry it, and you step backwards, you move sideways, you pull it, start pulling the light, as if it was tangible, pulling the light up the path towards the present, march up the path, pulling the light, pulling the light, pulling the light, all the way up to your present self. You stand in your present self and you open your arms and let that light catch up with you and fill you with healing, fill you with light. Your whole past becoming luminous, sending you, giving you the light. Healing all those selves, even the selves that weren't individually addressed, just healing, healing the past, bringing that light to you. And you just bask in the light for just a moment. And then you look over to the future self. Future self is a little closer now, smiling, radiant, but the aura is so much bigger. Why? Because the limitations of your past had limited the you now, which meant that your future self was less than the future self is now. Because there's more light in the past, there's more light in the present, the future self can be even more luminous. And so they shine, shine their light. Luminous, glorious, beautiful light. And this future self sends light down the path from them to you. And a light reaches you. Oh, that feels so good. So you walk in the path of light to your future self, feeling the joy, the expansion, the freedom, the celebration, the creativity, the positives of your younger selves, the imagination, the creativity, the magic, the curiosity, the knowing, the intellectual capacity, the opening to wisdom, the knowledge, the creative ideas, the visions, the dreams that were once your young adult self are now tuned up to your frequency. Feeling this as you approach your future self, so bright, so luminous, you can feel it vibrating in your heart chakra, vibrating in your body. And you reach your future self and you hug your future self. Your future self hugs you. And their light drenches every cell of your body and lifts you above so much of your pain, so much of your limitation of your present day. Heals you by lifting you above your issues, above all the difficulties. Let yourself just drink it in. And feel gratitude. Feel appreciation. And feel compassion for all those past selves of you who have suffered. Compassion for yourself, compassion for all those in the world who suffer, who are limited. And let your heart chakra just expand really big. And now you walk back to your present, the place of the present now, stepping into the now. Allowing all this energy to be here with you now. Your happy child. Now the child just stay there in childhood. Your adolescent just having a blast. Well, stay there in adolescence. Your young adult having a fabulous, fabulous, adventurous time. Well, stay there. But the luminosity of their lives will flow to you on the path to your place here in the now. So embrace the past, the future. It is all now. Allow it all to be now. And know that you're going to go back and visit them, make sure that their lives are great, tweak things so that it makes it even more happy, even more fulfilling, even more fun. And then go to the future self. You'll return to the future self. And don't be like a memory. Your memories of your past are changing now. The pain is draining out. What you remember, or maybe the facts, quote-unquote, but not the pain. You're getting lighter and lighter, and the future, you're remembering the future. You're remembering the luminosity and the brightness and the celebration energy of the future. Here and the now. It's all happening now. And so let yourself now just remember this frequency the best you can. Imagine it, expand it, make it as big as you can, this wonderful energy. Just get the vibrational resonance up, because the more you can imagine a higher resonance, the more magic you allow in your life. So just ramp it up, just pump it up, just let it be there. And remember this so that any time, any day in the future, if stress comes your way, a challenge comes your way, you'll remember this wonderful light. Just amazing bright light. And so now let yourself just kind of drift back to the present in your body. You're still in the now, but now you're coming to the body consciousness. Returning to body consciousness. Letting yourself be aware of your body. Gently, 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 gently blink your eyes open. Just gently, gently. Easy does it. And you're bringing this light, this energy back with you into your daily life. You have been healed. Let this healing resonate. Give it a certain meaning. Give it yourself a certain freedom based on it. Let it be. Let it work for you. Let this light be sustained. You can always go back and tap it again. You can listen to this meditation again. Or you can find your own meditations. But what we do recommend is that you go back upon occasion and visit your child, adolescent, young adult that you worked with. And then do the same process with any selves, other selves, that have been traumatized, that have been hurt, have been damaged, have been limited and restricted in a very, you might say, very challenging or intense way. And what you'll find is that that path into the past, that there's going to be more and more luminosity in your past. So what you'll do is you'll go visit that self. You'll love that self. Maybe you'll do some forgiveness back and forth. You'll give them a money machine. You'll give them healing. You can give them the light surgeon. You can give them the best relationship possible. You can give them anything just so that it lifts the resonance above their challenge, above their pain and suffering, into a place of joy and celebration. And then you bring that energy up to the present and claim it in the present, in the now. Your future self will be brighter. Go to the future self and imprint there and bring the light back, and you will be yet again on a higher vibratory level. You can keep doing this, as your frequency goes up, and every time there is any kind of challenge, any time that your younger selves freak out, you're going to be able to pick it up. You're going to be able to catch it consciously. And you're going to be able to go there and heal them and help them and lift yourself beyond the limitations of your past into the freedom of your future. We have so enjoyed working with you. We've enjoyed seeing your light. We've enjoyed seeing your love. We've enjoyed so much seeing the flares of light in your auric fields that indicate the healings that are going on. Just keep it up. Don't go and doubt it and say, oh gosh, maybe it didn't happen. Let it be. Let it happen. Your imagination is that powerful that you can lift yourself right up again. If you fall down, if you shrink and start playing the young adult role or the adolescent role or the child role or the other traumatized self role or whatever, immediately you'll catch it because now you have a distinction from it. And you can change it and you can heal it and your life can be sublime. So we wish all the best for you, and we look forward to any other opportunity that we have to work with you. And we surround you, dear ones, with our light, and as always, our love. Farewell.